This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. At the opening bell on Wall Street, the embattled investment bank Lehman Brothers was up. Its stock was up about 15%. It's the first reaction since the fiasco yesterday, where Lehman Brothers appeared to lose almost half of its stock value and announced this morning on a conference call about 2 hours ago its third quarter results. Reporter for The New York Times, Ben White, was on that conference call. Ben, what was Lehman Brothers' reaction, and how do you think they did in reassuring the market this morning?
Well, you mentioned that 15% jump at the open. I think it's given most of that up, and it's now like 2%. So I think there's a mixed reaction, and the big question is, you know, is this enough? There wasn't a whole lot new here. We knew they were going to attempt to spin off a lot of their troubled commercial real estate assets into a new company. They're going to do that. We knew they were going to try to sell some of their investment management division. They're going to do that. And they had a big loss, $3.9 billion, and huge write-downs on all of these bad real estate holdings. $5.6 billion. The question is, you know, is this going to be enough to restore confidence? Is it going to be enough to allow Lehman to have enough capital moving forward? And I think, obviously, we'll see that play out in the market as the day goes forward. I think the answer right now is we don't know.
We don't know, right. CEO Dick Fuld was on the call this morning, and your colleague Floyd Norris described his use of the word de-risking as a bit of linguistic torture, I guess he said. Fuld also seemed to try to encourage investors to think that these talks on selling assets are actually real. He said, you know, the results will be known very, very soon, but there's really no specifics in there.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, you know, investors have been waiting for a long time. It's a couple of quarters where Lehman has said, you know, these are our plans. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I think people really want to see these deals happen, and particularly the investment management division sale. And they do say they're very close. They want, you know, final bids by this weekend, and that they could get, you know, as much as $5 billion for that while somehow retaining a majority of the net income from the business. All of us are trying to figure out exactly how they'll both sell a majority stake and retain the majority of the earnings. So that's a bit of a trick.
Ben, is there a numerical point in the stock price at Lehman Brothers where they're not going to be able to avoid just a wholesale takeover?
I'm sure there is. You know, they're what, at $8 now. If they got, you know, significantly down below that, I think you would see people start to show some interest. You know, and obviously Dick was asked that question on the call. At what point do you just ultimately sell out to a bigger player who can, you know, help recapitalize your balance sheet? But you don't see a whole lot of banks scrambling to pick up the, you know, an alien investment bank that's saddled with all these huge real estate assets. So the question is, sure, they'd be vulnerable to a takeover, but who wants to buy them?
And at this price, I mean, you know, if Bear Stearns is any indication, you want to go for 1 cent on the dollar, not, you know, $4 a share.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So what's what does this mean for the rest of the market? Certainly this is just one story and we just have a few seconds, but any other trends moving on the market this morning?
You know, I think this will probably be viewed, you know, mildly positively, that they're trying to take steps to move in the right direction. They're not announcing they're filing for bankruptcy. They're not announcing some emergency Fed bailout. So it could take a little bit of the nerves out that we saw yesterday. So I'd say it's probably a moderate positive, but I wouldn't imagine it to give the market a big bounce.
And so Wall Street will just move on to the next crazy story. Ben White, thanks for being with us.
You got it. Thanks.
Ben White, New York Times reporter, covering the opening on Wall Street as investors hash over the announcement of Lehman Brothers' third quarter results, a $3.9 billion loss.